I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So, the Pittsburgh Steelers, as you heard in Jim's update, for the first time since 1966, will not be in La Trobe, St. Vincent College, and it's out of their hands. The NFL mandating that teams stay at home so as not to use two different places. So that practice that's been free and open to the public for years and recently added that pro shop to draw fans into town. It's become a big event. Everybody goes up there. Not everybody, but a lot of people go up there. Is not going to be as we normally know it this year, Chris. I just look at this and go, yeah, it's a necessity, but it's also... it's a damn shame. It's a shame for everybody that watches practice. It's a shame for people that like to get their eyes on the Steelers. But for me, most of all, it's a shame for Westmoreland County. It's a shame for La Trobe area because of the economic boon that it brings into that town, man.
Well, yeah, it was like a pilgrimage. We know Steelers fans are all over the world, and they would literally come from all over the world to go to training camp because maybe they didn't have an opportunity to get tickets to a game, whether it were here in Pittsburgh or somewhere else. And so training camp became an opportunity for those people who, if they couldn't go to a game, to watch their favorite team and to, especially early in the year, sort of build that connection early in the year, in the summer, before the preseason even starts, right? It's like people going down to Florida for spring training, except it's right there tucked away in the hills of Westmoreland County. So it's a bummer it won't happen this year. I understand why it can't happen. I understand, and I think, you know, we talked about this before when talking about what they may do with training camps in the NFL and St. Vincent specifically. I think for St. Vincent College, an opportunity to kind of reset during the summer and get ready for the fall semester, which starts not long after they usually wrap up training camp up there, to give them the extra time, I think will be helpful to them. But you're right, it doesn't help the Westmoreland County economy, which probably, like the economy everywhere, is suffering right now.
Right, and especially places that could use it, like restaurants and bars, mm-hmm. and places like that haven't been able to do the things they'd want to do that depend on that influx of Steeler fans. Excuse me. Now, the UPMC Rooney Sports Complex, it has those three practice fields and an indoor field. The Steelers train there in the season during, along with Pitt football. We all know that. And so you'll see some of this stuff, and I'm here to, I'll tweet this out too for effect, and it doesn't reach all that many people, but it will reach people. But I want to say this, and I'll say it again later on in the show. So some people will try to draw a line. Well, look, if it goes really good this year and the Steelers are at their facility and, man, they're sequestered, there's not the outside sort of noise, and then they go on to have a good year and all this kind of stuff, you can really concentrate. Maybe in the future what's going to happen is they'll just do camp at the Southside facility and we may have seen St. Vincent for the last time. Well, I'll tell you this. I was standing outside the tent one time and was talking to Art Rooney II. And he and I were just talking about a couple different things. This was, I think, 2 years ago. And I said, Art, this is just, you know, you don't get this everywhere. It really is. I don't want to be too overblown about this, but I, as a Pittsburgher, do you know how much this place really means to so many people this time of year? And he looked right at me. He goes, we do, actually. He goes, that's never overblown. And I said, are you going to come here forever? He said, right to me. As long as this franchise is in our control, I can promise you we're going to come here for training camp. And it wasn't one of those like off the cuff sort of things that Art said. I mean, he looked me square in the eye and was like, this is a definite, this is happening. And he explained kind of the relationship they have, you know, with all the people up there and just what it meant to get away and to have that team bonding kind of stuff that you just mentioned. But it was like a commitment was made to that school and a commitment was made to those people. And we're the Rooneys. We don't break our word. That's what's going to happen. And so get out of your brain. And I'm not saying, Chris, you have it, but I'm saying if anybody does, that this is going to spawn something in the future. As soon as they can go back to St. Vincent, they're going.
They'll go back. Yeah, they'll be back. I would imagine, hopefully, next summer, they'll be allowed to go back. And if that's the case, you're absolutely right. As soon as they're allowed to hold training camp there again, they will hold training camp there again. And it'll be awesome. I think, you know, every time we have something taken away, we are reminded, you know, you don't know what you got till it's gone. So I think next summer, if again, hopefully, knock on wood, fingers crossed, everything's in a much better place next summer. If the Steelers are able to go to St. Vincent for training camp in Latrobe next summer, we will all be reminded tenfold of just how special a place it is, like you talked about with Art there that one day. And we'll all be reminded of just what it means to be one of those franchises that still goes away to camp, that still gets that sort of close connection with their fans and has that sort of extended family feel when they're away at training camp. It is. It's a special place to have it and to be, like I said, tucked away out there in Westmoreland County. It'll mean that much more next summer when they're allowed to go back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.